Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your presentation tonight. And I want to say at the very outset that with regards to homosexuality, it's not what a person says that determines what he believes. It is what a person does. I married a woman, so that should forever settle the question about whether or not I believe in homosexuality. I married a woman. It is not what a person says, but what a person does. And I married a woman. God, let me start this way. I am what I am because of why I am. Why am I what I am? Why is my wife what she is? I'm a man. She's a woman. God made man and woman for a purpose. And that purpose, among the purposes, the major purpose, is procreation. And male can't do that. Adam and Steve can't do that. Neither can Eve and Yvette. So that should settle forever tonight what I believe about homosexuality, and that need not be brought back up. Now, I want to go back to the same arguments that he made. And I do that because I used to make the same arguments for 40 years. Same arguments, same reason, everything. That's why I'm going back up here. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted under them to speak. The question, first of all, I hope you all left your car outside. Park your car outside and not your brains. And I hope you brought your brains in here. And I'm going to ask you to just use a little common sense here now. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. The question that you must ask is, what is meant by silence? Does it mean mute? Then my question is, what congregation of the Church of Christ, or where is that congregation of the Church of Christ where women are mute? Say nothing. Does that mean that they can sing? Well, if it means that they can sing, then silence does not mean silence. Now, of course, he has already said he doesn't believe that women should say amen. Well, now, if you go to the black church, you're going to have a problem because the women, they freely and openly say amen. And I remember one white church in Texas, G.P. Hope was holding a meeting there, and it was a church where women were not permitted to say anything, and absolutely nothing. And so this woman wanted to assure G.P. Hope that she believe what he said, she supported what he said, so every now and then she'd hold up a sign and say, amen. Then he'd preach a little more and she'd hold up a sign again, amen. He'd preach a little more and she'd hold up a sign, amen. So when the service was over, he said, can I ask you why you did that? She said, well, they said I couldn't say it, so I just wanted you to know, you know, so I just held the sign up. Now, tonight, you won't be allowed to ask any questions verbally. You'll have to write it on a piece of paper. That's not my choice. That's Pat's. And he assured me in our other two discussions that that's because the women are not allowed to ask questions because they can't speak. And at the dialogue we had in Georgia, There was a woman came up after it was over, and when she learned that during the discussion that she couldn't ask even a question, she said, "I'm through with this. I've been in the Church of Christ 37 years, but I don't want to be a part of anything where I can't ask a question." What we're asked to believe is that it's okay if a woman can write something and I can read it, but it's not okay if she say it and I can hear it. Why would God not want me to hear you say something with my ears, but it's okay for me to read what you write with my eyes? Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. Now he'll tell you that that means that they can't preach. That's not what that says. But he'll tell you that's what it means. Why would he say that's what it means? Because that's what he wants you to believe, that that's what it means. So when he says the Bible means what it says, what he really means is that the Bible means what he says it says. Now, I don't know about here, but in congregations of the Church of Christ all over the country, and I've preached in 38 states, three foreign countries, and women come down the aisle, and the preacher says, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God?" And they'll say, "I do," which means they're not silent. They speak. They can stand, and at the close of the sermon, say, "Brothers and sisters, I've sinned, I've repented, and I ask the prayers of the church." They've spoken again. But that same woman can't stand up at that seat and open her Bible and say, "You know, I just want to tell you all how good God has been to me this week. Let me tell you about my experience with him." No, can't do that. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. Well, the churches that I'm familiar with, 60% of the women don't even have husbands. Who are they going to ask at home? Who are they going to ask at home? For it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now, the problem that I have with all of this kind of reasoning is very simple. Women are governors. Women are judges. Women are presidents of school boards. Women are presidents of major corporations. They're in the Congress. They're senators. And before long, will be the president of this country. They're in positions where they make life and death decisions for men every day. But they can't even walk into a pulpit and read a scripture. They can't even pray a prayer. There's something wrong with that. And I have to ask, why is it that the Church of Christ that I love, that I grew up in as a child, why is it that we always have to be the last group in this country to recognize what bondage is? We were the last to recognize that slavery was wrong. We were the last to recognize that racial segregation was wrong, and the last to apologize for it. In fact, an apology was just issued in 1999 by the president of Abilene Christian College for not allowing me to go there in 1961. And now it seems that we're going to be the last church in this country to recognize that discriminating against women is wrong, and the last to apologize for it. Why? Why? It hurts. It hurts. And I'm happy to know that all over this country, and I wrote a book called An Idea, and I have copies here with me tonight, An Idea Whose Time Has Come. And they're using that book in Churches of Christ and their Bible studies, and they're revisiting this subject of the role of women in the work and worship of the church in relation to the current facts. Go to the next. I don't need but three. Go to the next. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, not to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Question. How does a woman who is asked by the elders to read a scripture usurping authority over a man? Tell me. How does a woman usurp authority over a man if the man asks her to do anything? How is that usurping authority? How? Then the question he raises, what is the command? Not to teach. Then he adds, over the man. That's not what it says, but you know, that's what he interprets it to mean. Over the man. When does a man become a man? A woman teaches her son until he gets how old? 12. Then she has to stop. 15. Then she has to stop. 16. What, 20? Then she has to stop. When does he become a man? And when does she have to stop trying to teach her son? When? And it's not just about teaching, but I find this, it's interesting. I was in Evansville, Indiana a few years ago in a revival, and the women had prepared the food, and then the woman came out and she made an announcement. She said, we're ready now to serve you, and find I'd like for one of the men to give thanks for the food, I would, but I'm a woman. The lady standing next to me was not a member of the Church of Christ. She kind of squeezed my hand like that and almost under her breath said, you mean to tell me that they can buy this food and cook this food and can't give thanks for it? I'm going out to dinner. If we all went out here tonight, it is likely that a man would be asked to give thanks for the food, not the woman. When does this end? When does this end?
2 minutes.
I guess I want to close this part by simply saying this. If I have the flu and my body is burning up with fever and I'm rushed to the hospital and I'm given a penicillin shot 4 o'clock in the morning, does that mean that my brother who lives in another house on the other side of town must get up and go get a shot even though he doesn't have the flu just to prove that he's a member of the same family? There were problems at Corinth, and in fact, if there had not been problems at Corinth, the Corinthian letter would never have been written. The Corinthian letter was a response to inquiries of Paul to come to Corinth or to write to the church at Corinth. Some folks in Chloe's house made Paul aware of problems at that church at that time. Who knows what he would say now if given the same circumstances? I don't know. Pat does not know. You do not know. Only God knows. It's not important that you remember what I've said. It's only important that you remember what you think about it. Because it's what you think about it that determines what you do about it. And it is only what you do about anything that really matters. I thank you for this time.